Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to start a new message talking about how to defeat sin in your life. Go with me to Exodus chapter 16, verse 1. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, would to the Father that we had died by his hand in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, when we did eat bread to the full. For you have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. They wanted to go back to Egypt. Sin is so powerful. We have to rely on the power of the Father to strengthen us against sin. Go with me to Joshua chapter 7. This is after the Father had knocked down Jericho. Joshua 7 verse 1. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Sarah of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Father was kindled against the children of Israel. They were told by the Father not to touch anything in Jericho, gold, silver, clothing, but Achan did. And then he tried to go against a little town called Ai. In verse 3, and he returned to Joshua and said unto them, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but a few. They were so overconfident. They didn't know that sin was in the camp. And so many people don't know that sin is in their midst. The sin that they're doing is separating themselves from the Father. Verse 4, so they went up thither, the people, about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate even unto Sebarim, and smote them in the going down, whereof the hearts of the people melted and became as water. See, they're overconfident. Sin was in the camp. Sin is very powerful. You can't defeat sin without the power of the Father inside of us. Go with me to Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto unto thy word. My whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. The only thing that's going to keep us from sinning is the power of the Father inside of us and our reliance on the word in our lives. Please go with me to Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2. Behold, the Father's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your Father, and your sins have hid his face from you, that it will not hear. It's just so important to realize that sin can separate us from our Heavenly Father, from his blessings, from his presence. Go with me to the book of Romans. In Romans 7, Paul said, the things I want to do, I don't do. The things I don't want to do, I do. Who's going to help me? In Romans 7, verse 23 and 24, he says, only your Father can help me through Yeshua. In Romans 6, verse 11, these are hints for us, helps to us. Verse 11, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto the Father through Yeshua. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey in the lust thereof. See, we have responsibility, if sin or temptation comes our way, to cast it upon the Father. And we know from 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, that the Father will always provide a way of escape. Verse 13, neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto the Father as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto the Father. It's time to get rapture ready. It's time to get ready for his return. For sin shall not have dominion over you. And verse 18, being then made free from sin, you become the servants of righteousness. Then Romans chapter 8, verse 11. See, we're not going to serve sin anymore because we rely on the strengthening power of our Heavenly Father inside of us. Romans 8, 11, but if the spirit of him that raised up Yeshua from the dead dwell in us, he that raised up Yeshua from the dead shall also quicken our mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. So when sin or temptation comes our way, the Spirit of the Father will strengthen us and raise up a standard against it. In verse 13, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit, only through the Spirit, the mortified of these of the body shall live. Because he wants, in verse 29, he wants to conform us to the image of Yeshua. So we're talking about sin, how to defeat sin, but we can't defeat sin by ourselves. And here's some steps to defeat sin that the Father gave me. Number one is to take sin seriously, not lightly. Sin can have a disastrous effect in your life. Look how the sin of adultery can affect generations and after generations. So number one is to take sin seriously. It could separate you from the Father, from his blessings, and it could lead you right to hell. And number two, we need to see sin the way the Father sees sin. He hates and abhors sin. The Bible says to abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. It is a stench in his nostrils. Sin is a stench in his nostrils. He hates sin so much that he sent his only son, his only begotten son, to die for the penalty of sin. He gave up so much that we can be delivered from sin and its penalty. Don't take sin lightly, and we need to see sin the way the Father sees sin. If you're looking at TV and you see some sin being done on the screen, get away from it right away. It's no good. When you see people sinning, it should abhor you. You should hate it and just don't even want to look at it again. Only through the Father can that happen in our lives. And number three, we must understand that sin is our enemy. Sin may feel good, but it's going to try to destroy you. It's going to try to separate you from the Father's mercy and his presence. And number four, sin can stop the working and the blessings of the Father in your life. You can claim all the blessings that you want that you think he's going to do for you. He's not a sugar daddy. He's not going to give his blessings if our character can't sustain them. He wants to build up our character so our character can sustain the blessings that he sends our way. He's not going to send him the blessings your way unless you're ready for them. And the way to be ready is to turn everything over to him. Turn your flesh over to him. It's so important. This is probably one of the most powerful messages in the last times, is to turn our flesh over to him so he can get us ready for his return. So very important. Again, he's trying to build up our character so he can conform us into the image of Yeshua, so he can send those blessings freely our way. It's up to you. You can ignore this message, but you're not going to receive anything from the Father unless he has complete access to your life and you turn that sin problem over to him. And number five, sin can hinder the growth of the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23. That's the whole idea. By conforming us into the image of Yeshua, the fruit of the Spirit is coming out of our lives, which describes Yeshua. He is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, etc. He is all that. So as we turn our flesh over to the Father, he can develop this fruit in our lives, and we can be an epistle to other people, that people can see Yeshua in us. And number six, we need to recognize our sins and weaknesses and use the scriptures to fight off the temptations. Remember, I talked about in previous broadcasts that we need to go from Romans to Revelation, ask the Father to point out those scriptures that we need to speak into our lives to change us, to clean us. And so you circle those scriptures, then you say, Father, I'm saying the scriptures for me and my family, and I'm going to use the term we, us, or are. So, for instance, if you have a scripture, the just shall live by faith, we are just, we live by faith. No bitterness comes out of our hearts. No corrupt communication proceeds out of our mouths. You see, you put yourselves into the scriptures, and we allow him to clean us up. And number seven, we need to fight fire with fire. Allow the fire of the Father, the Spirit of the Father, to burn out the impurities out of our lives. Again, number one is to take sin seriously. Number two, we need to see sin the way the Father sees sin. We need to understand that sin is our enemy. Number three, number four, we got to recognize that sin can stop the blessings of the Father in our lives. Number five, sin can hinder the growth of the fruit of Spirit in our lives. Number six, recognize our sins and our weaknesses and use the Father and his word to drive it out of our lives. Number seven, fight fire with fire. Allow the fire of the Spirit of the Father to burn the impurities out of our lives. It's just so important that you understand this. And go with me to John, Gospel of John, chapter 17. I use Yeshua so much, and I've been explaining why John 17, verse 11 and 12. Again, you have to go back to the Greek so much. I love the King James, but you have to go back to the Greek at times. In John 17, verse 11, Yeshua says, "Keep them, Holy Father, in your name which you have given me." Verse 12, he says, "I've kept them in your name, Father, which you have given me." So the emphasis is on his name. See, Yeshua comes from Yahweh, Y-A-H-W-H-Y-A-H-S-H-U-A. The people who wrote the King James, 7,000 times, instead of translating Yahweh, they put Lord capitalized. And so people aren't used to using Yahweh, but Yahweh is a continual action verb. When you use Yahweh, use Yeshua, he actively works in your life continuously. And the enemy wants to rob that of you. And we're just not used to it, but we need to get more used to it because that's his name. Yeshua says in verse 6, "I've manifested your name, Father." It's just such a powerful message. And so we want to go to the Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio. Just agree with me in prayer. Father, I ask you to touch the people out there right now. Father, I ask you to minister healing and deliverance in their lives. Do a miracle in their lives, Father, that can be only traced back to you right now in the name of Yeshua. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I've written 3 books. One is called Seasons. It talks about the feast days of Yeshua, how he fulfilled every one of them, with the exception of 3, which he will fulfill in the last days. My second book is called Noon, which talks about different months of the year on his calendar and things that the Father did in the Word on those in those months. He wants to repeat them in those months, but you need to know when these months begin and end. And you go to my biblical calendar page on henrywalker.org. And you can see when each month begins and ends up to the year 2020, when each feast day begins and ends up to the year 2020. But also in that book, I talk about the different hours of the day when the Father did things in the Word on those hours and how he wants to repeat them. There's a certain hour of the day when his healing anointing flows more than any other hour, and you need to know that. And also my third book is called Demystifying the Trinity, which really explains the Trinity. It'll comfort you so much. And you can get these books by calling me. But first of all, I want to sell these books to you at my course, which is $5 each. And if you have no money, we'll send them to you free. You need to be equipped in these last days, and these are powerful weapons. But you can call me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. Also, if you have any questions about my radio messages or messages on my website, just call me. We just want to help you so much. And remember, as I've been mentioned on previous broadcasts, January 1st is not the beginning of the year according to our Heavenly Father. Most people use it for tax purposes, January to December 31st. But in Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, Exodus 13, verse 4, it talks about Abib being the beginning of the month, which is another name for Nisan. Nisan 1, if you go to my biblical calendar page, this year is April 8th. So 6 p.m. on April 8th starts the beginning of the year. And you need to gear yourself up for that because he's still getting us ready for the beginning of the year. He hasn't finished this year yet. We can't close this year. Only he can close the year. So you really have to get on his spiritual calendar and stop messing around with the Romans calendar as far as your relationship to the Father. It only gets you in trouble. Anything you can't trace back to the Word, any traditions that you can't trace back to the Word, need to get rid of out of your life in the name of Yeshua. So remember till next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, "Greater is he is in you than he is in the world."
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series entitled The Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? You often hear about God as the Father and Jesus as the Son. But who do you know the Holy Spirit as? Jesus told the disciples that the Spirit was the Comforter and Counselor that he was sending after he left this earth.